I am an uncle who is very close to my nieces and nephews, especially those of my sister, who is my co-host on Sibling Rivalry. And every once in a while, one of them will call me with a question or wanting to advice about something. And I love that. I don't have to be their daddy for them to trust me enough to steer them in the right direction, because we have a relationship, because I love them and they love me. And I appreciate that relationship so much because it gives me a chance to share insight with them that they might not have because they come from a one-parent household. My sister is a wonderful mother, but the one thing she ain't is a man. So when it was time for her to have to talk about sex with my niece, she told everything she could. But then, much to my surprise, she came to me and asked me, would you also have this talk with her? And I asked my sister, why? I'm sure that your talk was good enough. And she's like, yeah, but I need for you to talk to her from a man's point of view. I can't do that. And I didn't understand it at first, but she was right. Because a lot of young women who don't have some type of male role model in their life or a father figure or whatever will go out here and they will meet a guy, and sometimes they will fool around, and an even smaller percentage of them will get pregnant. By me having had this talk with my niece, now when some slick talking dude come and try to get in with her and try to sleep with her and tell her all this shit, oh baby, I love you and all this, she can say, well, my uncle loved me. What else you got? You know what I'm saying? Like, it won't be so easy because I've had the chance to have a talk with her to tell her how men think. And I didn't say anything against men. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is be honest. And so I just wanted to encourage families that have single parent households to have somebody at the wayside that they can answer questions or be a part of that child's life or a different alternative, you know, like alternative perspective and shit like that, because it really is important. And even if you're a fantastic single parent, your child will probably tell you that they feel better having somebody other than you to ask stuff to all the time. And don't get it twisted. My niece and my sister absolutely adore each other, and I would have never said shit to my niece about it if my sister didn't ask her, but she felt like it was important and I did. And I'm not saying that this is a foolproof plan for everybody or that everybody should do this, because every relationship, every family is different. So there might be families where a woman could take and tell the child everything she needs to know. I'm just glad in our instance we had it so that I was able to take up the slack where Sherilyn didn't feel like she could do the full job without my help. This has been a TGD Minute.